This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. The Wanapum Dam spans the muddy Columbia River just south of Vantage in central Washington, but the dam built in the early 1960s has not proven to be so mighty. In February of this year, divers discovered a crack below the waterline, and ever since then, water has been running low behind the Wanapum Dam. Divers have been going down to take a look, and 100 engineers have been poring over half-century-old records from when the Wanapum Dam was built. They think the problem may have to do with bad math. Joining us to explain is Anna King. Anna is inland correspondent for the Northwest News Network, and she's been following this story. Anna, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Ross.
So describe for us, what's the Wanapum Dam look like, and what's it there for? What does it do?
Yeah, so the Wanapum Dam is like this massive structure on the Columbia River. If you're standing on one side of the dam, people halfway down the dam are like little ants. You can't hardly even see them. And the other side is barely in view. So it's just an incredible structure. And it's basically meant to hold back a large amount of water behind on the Columbia River, and it creates power, cheap power for huge data farms and vegetable processing farms all up in the Quincy area.
Has the fact that the water has been low behind the dam affected the production of electricity?
Yes, it has. And the Grant County Utility District has actually had to buy some power off the market, adjust river flow above and below the dam so that there's not as much pressure on this massive 65-foot crack on the dam. And it's really kind of taking a toll, but they're also just really worried about the safety of the structure and making sure that the public is safe.
Now, there are 100 engineers going over these old records to find out why the Wanapum Dam has a crack?
Yeah, and so they're going back through decades and decades of these records, trying to look at stuff like how hot was it each day of the construction period? How was the pour of the concrete on each of these block pours in the actual structure? And so it's just an immense file diving exercise, and they have uncovered several major problems with the dam, but it's just taken an amazing amount of work.
Well, Anna King, what have they found out? What caused the crack in the Wanapum Dam?
Well, it's three major problems that they found in their investigation. First, they found that the crack in the dam might have been caused by the problem of just not anchoring a huge amount of the dam to bedrock. It's called the spillway, and that's the part of the dam where you see the water frothing over the dam, and it's kind of a release valve on the dam structure to allow extra water to flow past the dam in high river time. And this spillway was not anchored. It's 820 feet long. And it's just sitting on the bottom of the river, but not really stable. The third problem is that when they poured the concrete in a very hot July period in 1960, it didn't cure right. The concrete, the mud, just didn't cure right. And so the crack occurred on the seam of that concrete. It's kind of like your patio. They don't pour the concrete all together at once. There's these seams that run through the concrete in the dam. And on that seam, the concrete didn't cure right. And so the crack ran along that seam. And so those three problems together caused this massive 65-foot crack, and now they're having to deal with it.
Well, a lot of concern. But, Anna, are they going to be able to fix the Wanapum Dam?
So the plan is an expensive one. It's going to be $61 million, and they're going to try and fix the dam by stitching it, like kind of suturing it to the bedrock with steel cabling and steel rods. This is going to require a lot of drilling. They're going to plan to work 7 days a week, 20-hour shifts, all the way through the end of the year, probably. And if they can get it done, this is supposed to be a 60-year fix, maybe being on the river for that much longer. But they're not sure if they can get it done in that time.
Anna King, how is it affecting recreation near the Wanapum Dam?
Well, people are just really bummed. I talked to a gal that I've interviewed before this morning named Karen Fanks, and she says people in her community are just knowing that the summer is going to be dry without water in their marina, and it's just going to be kind of a hard summer for these boaters. But she says also other businesses and communities upriver in the Crescent Bar area have had a lot of vacation rental cancellations because people know that they can't boat. And so it's going to be a hard time for business owners and vacationers alike this summer.
Anna King, inland correspondent for the Northwest News Network, about the problem with that dam in central Washington. Coming up, a look at the world of competitive poker and the KUOW News Quiz. This is The Record on KUOW.